The United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organisation administers the Memory of the World programme, where the Australian chapter maintains a register of lost and missing documentary heritage from Australia. Every 2 years, the programme accepts nominations from Australia to the Memory of the World International Register in order to recognise its world significance and outstanding universal value. Roslyn Russell, Chairperson of the Memory of the World National Committee for Australia. Welcome, Roslyn.
Hello.
How did the UNESCO Memory of the World Register come about?
It started in 1992, or at least the program started in 1992, in UNESCO as a response to the destruction of documentary heritage in various forms, from climatic degradation to bad storage to conflict. And the UNESCO thought there was a need for a program to specifically target libraries and archives and other collecting institutions that had documents that preserved the memory of humanity. And this program was devised to achieve that goal.
So how long has the Australian chapter been running?
Since 2000. It was formed towards the end of 2000, and it's just been going strong ever since.
And how does your work as the Australian chairperson fit into the overall program?
Well, basically the program is organised at three levels. It's international, regional, which in our case is Asia Pacific, and national. And Australia had the first, has the longest serving and probably the first national committee. So it's structured along those lines. And we work under the auspices of the National Commission for UNESCO in Australia, and we report back to the Memory of the World Secretariat in Paris. And essentially, we operate at all levels. Australians from our committee have been involved with the international program, the regional and the national program.
So tell us some more about the Australian items that have been added to the register over the years.
Yes, certainly. There's currently 57 items on our register. We started off with in 2001 with the Endeavour Journal of Captain James Cook and the Mabow case papers, both of which have made it onto the International Memory of the World Register. And we have gone on to inscribe, as I say, 57 other items, including quite a number of other Indigenous heritage items. We also have landmark constitutional documents. We have the story of the Kelly Gang, the world's first feature film. We have Dorothea McKellar's My Country inscribed this year, and a whole range of others that are all available for viewing on the Memory of the World website, which is www.amw.org.au. So you can look at the whole range of documents on that register by going to that address.
So when are the next nomination opening and closing dates?
Formally we open a nomination round in November, so that round about November we'll put out an announcement for new nominations to the register, and we will be that will close at the end of June 2018, and they will be assessed by our assessment panel in the intervening period. The full committee will make a decision on those nominations in probably towards the end of 2018, and they'll all be inscribed and announced probably February, March of 2019.
So what will the register be looking for in the next nomination round?
We have targeted specific topics at certain periods. A couple of years ago, we targeted World War I records to look for things that reflected the experience of Australians in the First World War. But that didn't exclude other nominations as well. We're looking for a whole range of different things. There are some gaps in the register. We're looking for more items from smaller institutions like historical societies and local archives. And a lot of those places have got wonderful documentary heritage that we would like to see included on our register. And so essentially we're going to try and reach out to some of those particular organisations in the next few months to try and get them ready for our next nomination round. And I think there's a few specific organisations we'll target, but we're certainly going to encourage a lot of those smaller organisations to think about what they have and whether it would be suitable for nomination to our register. We're particularly interested in things to do with performing arts, literature. Sport is an area which we're very deficient. We don't have anything yet about explored, apart from some content on the Pandora archive of websites from the Sydney 2000 Olympics. So it's that's a big part of Australian culture we're missing out on. So if there's any sporting archives out there that want to think about us, we'd be very pleased to hear from them.
And how will people be able to submit their nominations?
They can submit them through our website. We have a contact us prompt on the website, and they can contact members of our committee to talk about them, and they can send them to us at the end, when they have them submitted, when they're ready to submit them, I should say. It's just through our portal on the website. And there is a nomination form that you can download from our website as well.